You're listening to the Whistle Pulse podcast with me, Laura Hanlon, keeping your finger on the pulse with all the local info you need to know. I've got you covered every weekday morning.
Hey, good morning. Wow. I really hope you had an awesome day yesterday. I sure did. Went out on the bumps with some friends to make the most of a bit of a window for some low angle pow, and wow, that has to be one of the best backside of flute laps any of us have had, including 84-year-old Peter from Burnaby that we met, who was out solo on the skin track yesterday. What a man. Oh, yeah, what a lifestyle and level of fitness to aspire to, really. Like, wow. Yeah, not too many tracks off the backside by the time we headed out 420 Trees, wherein I can tell you that, oh, that's the fastest I've skied singing pass. Only took 36 minutes, but you could really tell a difference in the snow and temperature by around Caution Corner, particularly peak to peak, you know, after their really kind of heavy snow. And oh boy, are we going to see a change on the hill today? And no, you do not want to go into the backcountry, not even first thing this morning, to try and take advantage of a bit of power, because it is going to turn so quickly. And we already have an inversion. It's just -1 at the peak this morning, -2 at the Horseman Hut, with yes, mild winds. We're talking less than 20 k's an hour from the northeast this time. But yeah, in and around the roundhouse, we're talking -3, -4 at the rendezvous, and cooler in the valley, or towards the valley. It's actually -6 at Pig Alley and -5 at the Catskinner weather plot. But yeah, this is going to change rapidly. Like, we're going to see the freezing level shoot up today and rise to about, 1,900 meters is what one report is saying. But over the weekend, we're looking like, well above the tippy tops, what with a valley temperature forecast in the teens. But today, an alpine high of +1 expected. It could well be a lot warmer, but partly cloudy initially, and then this high pressure bringing us some clear, dry conditions through the weekend, you name it. And yeah, it's going to be warm, so wear your sunscreen and lay it down. Oh boy. Runs of the day today, if you're looking for groomers, are Slingshot, on Blackcomb, along with Raven to Old Crow and Harmony Ridge on Whistler. I noticed Ptarmigan is groomed again today too, but I'm not sure if that's being utilized for a race. But yeah, morning buttery soft groomers is definitely what I'm heading up for today. I recommend that, because for backcountry travel, like, yeah, the bulletin reads high, so very dangerous avalanche conditions in alpine, tree line, and below tree line. This solar impact and the temperatures that we're going to see this next week is going to cause a huge natural avalanche cycle. So very large avalanches will occur over the next few days. So avoid avalanche terrain. And you can see that from some some footage that people shared from yesterday, looking at that, you know, crown line underneath, from the Blackcomb Col there, coming down, huge crown line. Buddy and ski guide Andrew McAloon, Mac Daddy, noticing some huge 2-meter crown lines as well when he was out doing some surveillance yesterday in, glaciated terrain. And yeah, even a Min report as well. I did notice that slab that released on flute on Friday before bootpacking it. But somebody also noticing that in K-Col, there were some really large crown lines. Looking about a 2-meter crown there. And of course, that gets so much sun. All those avalanche paths down towards Chequemus Lake go big, big. And they will be the next few days. So yeah, stay safe. And as has been the case these past 3 weeks as well, the risk of tree well snow immersion is so very real still, and in particular with this heavier snow we're going to get. So play safe, can't stress that enough. Ride with your friends. But let's give you your road and valley weather report, which is, of course, brought to you by Bryce Morris at Greg Gardner GM in Squamish. Give him a call if you're in the market for a vehicle for your next adventure in the sea to sky. Because on the sea to sky today, on the Duffy Lake Road portion, yeah, you betcha they're going to be doing some avalanche control work today. Expect some minor delays. That really kind of kicks off around 9 a.m. And there is some roadside brushing and mowing. That's right. It's that time of year with some potential, shoulder closures practically between Horseshoe Bay and Callahan Valley Road. So look out for vehicles and potential maintenance crews there with some tree pruning as well coming up next week. I'll remind you about. But yeah, give yourself a little extra time, but particularly in between Mount Curry and Lillooet today. Yeah. Okay, so weather-wise, currently -1, -3, actually, at the Nestor's weather plot this morning, but we're going to have a high of 9 degrees today, and it was a toasty 7.4 yesterday, but that's nothing compared to what we're going to see over the weekend, and those overnight temperatures are going to get real warm on Sunday as well, but tonight, once this cloud clears this morning, we're going to see a high of 9 degrees. And overnight with that, those clear skies -1 into tomorrow, dawn at 7:25, and temperatures to be expected of 15 degrees tomorrow. Wow. Yeah. Whew. I don't know if that's going to be record breaking. I wonder. The warmest March 14th on record was back in 1992 here in Whistler at 17 degrees, if you wanted to know. Yeah. Okay. So some events for which you can rest your legs at. I don't know about you, but after shredding power for the past few weeks, it'll be nice to hit some groomers today and rest the power legs. But there's a few events for, of course, coming up, what with it being March 14th as well. But happening at the library today, something I've already mentioned, is their collection of female stories called Awfully Hilarious Period Pieces from 26 women of all ages, sharing poems and stories about exploring the ups and downs of menstruation from, first period to post-menopause. And I love this. Like, what a thing to laugh about in life. copies of that Awfully Hilarious will be available to be purchased courtesy of Armchair Books at the event. And that is tonight at 7 p.m. And the Lost Lake cross country and snowshoe trails are still running. And what with these upcoming really warm valley temperatures, I'd make the most of those whilst you can. The lower fairways are closed, but otherwise everything else is open and good to go from 8 a.m. till dusk. And they're going to melt rapidly. But it's March 14th. There's another event after sharing that the Free Ride World Tour qualifier happened over the past couple of days. The Whistler Black Home IFSA National Junior Free Ride Competition kicks off today for the next 3 days. Not sure. You can check out Whistler Free Ride's Instagram, I'm sure, the next few days where that's going to be happening. But happening tonight at the Whistler Racquet Club is a trivia night, trivia and tacos. You can have a team of up to 6 people and you can drop in or register in advance. And it being the second Tuesday of the month, Dusty's is hosting their Ula Trivia Thursdays. That's every other Thursday, sorry. So that's happening at 6 p.m. tonight with yoga at the Ordain Art Museum this morning, as well as a sound bath experience at Yoga Cara at 7:15 tonight. Yeah, so many options. But I know I do have to work, otherwise I would see you at the Maury Young Arts Center for their theatrical performance, the Geekenders, performing Naughty Python's Flying Burlesque Circus. That is going to be awesome. Doors are at 7 p.m. with the show starting at 8 p.m. sharp. Yeah, wow. Enjoy that event for sure. Speaking of events, last week, it was March 8th and 9th, Emberly Susco became a 2-time Canadian luge champion after winning her races in Whistler. Congratulations. And yes, St. Patrick's Day is coming up quickly. So a few places will be celebrating, including, oh, let's see, Merlin's have the Combat Dolphins playing, along with Radim Fernandez, Radim K for St. Patrick's Day. Of course, the Dublin Gate is going to be busy, but RMU are doing a party as well with Sam Tuff spinning on the decks from 3 till 6. Well, I say spinning. Is he playing with vinyl? But spinning is quite a lot of commentary on the municipality's Instagram page. They posted yesterday about how we as a community are falling short on our greenhouse gas emissions, and that experts and council have raised the alarm on this issue. And there are a lot of comments discussing this, and particularly the importance that's been put on this as an issue, as maybe as opposed to some other ones that we might feel should be maybe better discussed. But hey, there's an opportunity for you to do that. What with ski and ride day with council happening tomorrow, meeting outside of Merlin's at 10 a.m. This is an opportunity for the community to ski with members of council outside of their regular council meeting schedule and generate some conversation, have some solution-oriented conversations. And so if you want to do that, the community ski and ride day with council is tomorrow, 10 till 1:30, meeting outside of Merlin's at the base of Blackcomb at 10 with Glacier Creek lunch at 12:30. There you go. It's a Thursday. Who else is playing today? What else is cracking? Of course, you've got karaoke night happening at the Crystal Lounge. Oh, also coming up on St. Patrick's Day is another paint and sip night at the Point Artist Run Center on Alter Lake with Cass Dickinson. And this has been hugely popular. $40 includes supplies and a glass of wine. That's been really popular. That's happening again with Ruckus Deluxe playing Après today and the next few days. And I'm not too sure who is playing at the Dublin Gate actually for live music on St. Patrick's Day. We'll find out. But I'm looking at a notification here that there is a Hot Wings challenge coming up at RMU where the winner gets daily free RMU wings for an entire month. Wow. If you want to participate in that, yeah, there are only 10 spots. So March 21st. What do you know? Ooh, wow. I'm seeing, of course, looking at South Coast Touring, that there is a reminder with this huge temperature swing that there were similar conditions to what caused the Joffrey landslide. Interesting. What with extreme to high avalanche conditions in that terrain too. So, another reminder to, enjoy some groomers, over the next few days. And Rob Benstead, thank you so much for messaging in that it is your friend's birthday coming up shortly. That is Kane Tsujimura's birthday. Thanks for that. Kane, happy birthday to you, along with Kishan Habib's birthday today. Happy birthday, Kish. I hope you, or Squishy, hope you have a fantastic birthday and we get to go to a ball game with Don again this summer. Yeah, happy birthday. But I also want to wish a huge thank you to Rob Anhofer, who sent an email yesterday saying how much he echoed the sentiments and comments on yesterday's Pulse, how privileged and grateful we are, because he was uttering the same sentiments on a chairlift just the other day. And his throat is sore from yelling from every face shot. And best day of the season for him just a couple days ago. So, Rob, I'm glad you and Joni have been getting after it and that you're listening. It means so much to me. And it means a lot to all of us to be getting pow shots over these past couple weeks and really fill our cups, you know? Like, man, we're lucky. Thanks so much for emailing, Rob. You're awesome. Also awesome are these awesome facts from the awesome Stinkies on the Stroll, which I really wanted to make for Après yesterday. But, a couple beers went to my head after ski touring yesterday. So I had a great little Après. But did you know that on this day in 1950, FBI's 10 Most Wanted Fugitives program began? Yeah. Or that in 2017, so we're talking just 7 years ago, the world's oldest golf club, Muirfield in Scotland, it voted to admit women as members for the first time in 273 years. And I was loving, Tristan, your videos yesterday with Master of Puppets playing of you absolutely shredding. But did you know that in this day in 1982, Metallica made their live debut? Yeah, when they appeared in Anaheim in California. Yeah, 1982. And a year later, Richie Sambora, Alex John Such, and John Bon Jovi. They formed Bon Jovi on this day. Yeah, true fact. REM played for the first of two nights in London, but under a pseudonym, under Bingo Handjob, who was the, yeah, they were promoting their seventh studio album and their current single, Losing My Religion, this day, 1991. And with the release of Me Against the World on this day, it wasn't released on this day, but in 1995, on this day, Tupac Shakur became the first male solo artist to have a number one album on the Billboard chart whilst in prison. Oh, and Stereophonics were at number one in 1999 in the UK album chart with Performance and Cocktails. What do you know? Today's joke of the day, you ask? Well, brought to you by Coast Mountain Brewing. Which country is filled with very bad singers? Singapore. Today's track of the day comes from dedicated listener and emailer Rob Anhofer, because you know what? You are on the money with this track, Rob. He shared it with me yesterday. And it's called Grateful from Kush Jones off his album Sleep. Kush Jones is a New York DJ and producer. He's from the Bronx, actually, and out of the Duke Bounce work crew as well. But from the Bronx, it is his track Grateful because... hell yeah, a lot of us are feeling that right now. So I'm going to revel in that feeling a little longer and revel in some sunshine these next few days. But play safe and wear some sunscreen.
The Whistle Pulse podcast is here for you every weekday morning at 7:15-ish and is sponsored by Stinkies on the Stroll. Stroll on down for all your hunger, thirst, sporting and après needs.